League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When did somebody overshare? Raven is going to give you prepared statements that you can say to avoid all awkwardness. 1-800-330-9999. Had two issues over the weekend. And it's funny because I feel like more and more lately you get the people that just overshare information and you don't know what to say and you don't know how to respond. And the first time, I was like a deer in headlights. I just froze right there.
Well, it's the time where we're supposed to listen to what people have to say, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to hear after that something has taken place or whatever, and you have not been the person that was there for this person to talk to in any way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, something that goes down at work or something more personal. So, you know, it is the time where you try and listen. At the same time, you can't contain crazy. Wow. Crazy is just out there running around in the world.
And I don't think people realize sometimes that when you say things, it makes you uncomfortable and you don't know how to respond. And I'm quick on my feet. Like, you throw something at me, I can usually come up with something to say, right?
Yeah.
We were at a restaurant and Dakota, my three-year-old, was just being Dakota. She was just being a little bit fresh, a little bit loud. And,
sure.
And so the waitress came over to take our order and I apologized. I'm like, don't worry. I'm like, she'll calm down, you know. And she looks at me dead in the eye. And Raven, she's like, you know, it's making me nervous, watcher. I'm late and I'm starting to freak out.
Okay.
And like, this goes.
She needed to talk to somebody.
Oh, my gosh. This goes right over Paul's head, my husband, right?
Right. He has no idea. He figures, late to the table.
He's looking at
Where's my bread? The
beer list. You know, he's trying to figure out which beer he's going to have.
Bring me the bread.
And she's looking right at me. I go, no matter what happens, everything's going to be okay. I go, you just figure it out. You work through it. You know, you're always good. And it's like, you don't, what are you supposed to say?
I mean, I think at that moment, something like, you know, most of the time she's an angel would have probably made her feel better too. But all right. I mean, that's fair. At least you acknowledge the fact that she was saying that.
How late? Did you take a test? Like, what am I supposed to say?
Oh my God. Let's go to the bathroom. Let's talk. Let's have a discussion here. But first bring him his bread.
All right. The overshare.
Yeah.
You're in a situation like that, Raven. Give me some things that you can say to immediately get you out of the situation.
Well, it's all technique. I mean, I think that you basically did it. You empathized with her right away and you were like, you know, and then you reassured her that everything's going to be okay. And this is a problem that, you know, for the most part, it's not a problem. It's just a life development. So it's not like somebody is saying something to you crazy. They're just oversharing. So there's three techniques basically when somebody overshares, right? So you empathize, but do not engage, which you kind of engaged, but you didn't follow it up with, oh my God, let's talk more about this and go on and whatever. But you kind of engaged there. You disengaged just as quickly. So that was an acceptable technique. There's distract and deflect, where you're just like, oh, well, no, you made it here totally on time. And it's, you know, it's going to be fine. You go to the next subject right there. You're like, well, he'll have the bread.
Just move on.
He's going to have the sandwich. We'd like some beers. And then there's the other one where you make them think like you're with them. Right. So then you immediately like, oh, we're kindred spirits. So you could put your hand on her hand and said, we're going to get through this together.
What if I put my hand on her belly? I was like, me and you, we got this.
Yes. Right, we're now going to be best friends.
Right after I order this burger.
My name is Anna. I'm a Pisces. I'm going to take care of you. You know, that kind of thing.
When did somebody overshare with you? Raven is going to give you a prepared statement that you can say to avoid all awkwardness. 1-800-330-9999. The oversharer, the person that gives you information that you are not asking for, and then it's awkward and you don't know how to respond. Raven believes that there's three things you can say when you're in those situations that'll get you right out of it.
It's true. I used them in the woods this past weekend. One of my friends, he was saying way too much.
1-800-330-9999. When did somebody overshare? Santa and Raven.
I was, you know, just hanging out. My boss just had a baby, and I was like, hey, at work, he just got back. And I was, you know, hey, do you have any pictures of the baby? He started showing me pictures of the birth. I was just kind of expecting, like, you know, maybe after he's cleaned up and swaddled, but no, like literally during birth. Quite disturbing. I didn't really know what to say. I didn't think I'd be seeing pictures of that.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
She's on the table.
Yeah. I mean, it really adds another dimension because it's your boss, because you then at that point you have to engage with your boss, of course. But if your office is anything like ours, it's busy. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to do the technique where you make them think that you're with them and then you immediately disappear. So the response is, wow. Huh? Crazy. Look at all that. You never think to see that, right? Great job you did, though, huh? You see it. I see it. How come nobody else sees it? Inevitably, somebody is walking by, and you immediately grab them by the arm and pull them in. As soon as that person's within range of the boss, you're ghost. See ya.
It works. It works.
If you grab another coworker, chances are they know that they can't show those photos to two people. And even so, if they think they can, it's their problem now.
That's a great one, yeah.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Tell us a time that somebody overshared with you and Raven will give you one of his stock responses that'll always work.
Okay, so my neighbor is always talking about her sister and she's like very disparaging about her sister. And she said, if I ever see her sister on the property, to like call the police. And I just feel really awkward about it. I'm tired of hearing about how awful her sister is, you know?
All right. So here's what you say next time. Raven, give her one of the stock responses.
Well, you got to distract and deflect and then get yourself out of that situation immediately, right? So you just respond right away. Don't act like you're ignoring her and be like, wow, that's a lot. That's terrible to hear. But you know what? You're doing a fantastic job. So sad to hear that the other side of the coin doesn't match up to yours there. We can talk about it more after I get back from this shopping trip, picking up the kids, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. Insert your chore right there and then hop in your car immediately and drive away.
Even if you just got home.
Now, if you pull back towards the house and you see her standing by your driveway, do another run around the block.
Keep driving.
Yep.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the time that somebody overshared with you?
This happened very recently. One of my best buddies, he's filed for divorce, or his wife, rather, has filed for divorce because he hasn't been able to please her. And I didn't know how to react when he told me that. I was just like kind of straight deer in the headlights. And
I think we would all be deer in the headlights.
Yeah. I don't know if I just shut up in that situation and give that song a nod.
No, you use one of Raven's stock messages. Go ahead, Raven.
I think you mean when pleasing, this is not like in a conversation, right? So this is intimate relations, I'm guessing. Okay. I empathize, but do not engage, because there is no way for you to talk about your friend and his wife in that manner. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they stay together, that's going to be cool. So empathize, but do not engage. Do you know, say something like, man, I find that subject to be interesting. I mean, there's got to be a lot to that story right here. But with something this big, I mean, I don't think we got the time to deep dive on it, right? Because, I mean, you're probably going to be at a bar or something like that when he tells you. We'll go through it next time. For now, let's enjoy the minutes that we got. Cheers with the glass. Salute, whatever it is that you guys say, bro, bottoms up, and then order another one right away.
Yes. I mean, I guess that works.
Yeah. Just watch him stuff his feelings back down inside. Never, ever, ever to raise that subject again.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.